5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
I can't think of a better way than to start the show with two confessions right off the bat.
Felt like it was a good start to the show, man.
We got drama. Okay, let's start with our producer, Rebecca.
Just a little minor confession, like a little itty bitty one. So here's the tea. If you saw me or spoke to me at all between, say, like the hours of 6 to like 10:45 a.m. this past Monday morning, I just want to let you know that I was high as hell.
on what?
Okay, so listen. Well, as Kristen says, listen.
Yeah, I got a lot of questions like, how come you didn't share?
Yeah. So it was an accident, but it was my fault.
Well, that's kind of...
Yeah.
That's why
the accidental high is the best one.
So you guys get like the Sunday scaries, right?
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love this job, but like before you come back from after a break, do you feel like the Sunday scaries are like significantly worse?
All right, so for those 1,000%. That don't know what the Sunday scaries are, go ahead and define them.
It's just like that feeling of like doom, kind of like the Sunday before you have to clock in back at work.
So this doesn't
like vacation blues like that?
Yeah. Like my Sunday scaries, like after the holiday break, were like clinical. Like I love this job, but I was like, I had been staying up till like 2:30 in the morning, the blue light of my phone, like as high as it can go in my face, watching like Nosferatu thirst traps on TikTok. I was like, how am I going to be able to get to sleep on Sunday and be like a functioning member of this show?
I don't know what was in the air, but I'm right there with you. I was feeling as where. Love what I do for a living. Yeah. Love what I get to do. But for some reason, this past Sunday, and it's not vacation blues, like missing vacation, because I didn't like go anywhere, you know, fancy. And I went to Kentucky and saw family. And I was pretty much, I was actually ready to have a break from my kid because, you know, kids have been home for 2 weeks. But it was more of like, well, I remember to know what to do, what I do. I got to set the alarm for, you know, 5 a.m. It's like, and then everything just starts to pile. And then before you know it, you're laying there in bed on Sunday night, wide-eyed and awake, like, I don't want to go to work.
I start to wean back into our regular time, like 2 or 3 days before we have to be here. Because I'm a veteran and you're a rookie. And I've done this so many times that if my body clock is off, that happens to me every single Sunday. So what I do is 2 days or 3 days is I start
I refuse to do that, too.
Yeah. Because you're eating into my vacation time.
Yeah. No, every minute.
I understand.
Everyone.
I understand.
Yeah, that would be smart. That was the night I was facing, just like knowing it was going to be like 3 o'clock or something, and my eyes were just going to be like open. So I had a bright idea, and that idea was to rely on modern medicine. So I decided to take a couple gabapentin. And if you don't know what gabapentin is, it is a nerve pain medication. Mm. So it was prescribed to me. And it's not anything crazy. Like, I don't want you to think I'm, like, taking, like, opiates or something, like, the night before, like, I go into work or something.
You aren't popping Oxy.
No, I'm not, like, popping pills like that.
Yeah.
No, not anymore. Anyway. But it's, like, I had nerve pain before. It was pretty mild. And I would take a couple. And the only thing that would ever really noticed from taking it was that it would knock me right out. Like, it would put me to sleep. So I thought to myself, I haven't taken it in a while. I have my last dose left. What if, as a treat,
a little snack,
just a little snack the day before I come back?
Do your noise. A little. Oh.
I just take a couple. And I go right to sleep.
Yeah, doctors love when you take medicine that's prescribed for something else
A little misabusing your medication is fine.
And I would also maintain doctors are pushing drugs on us for stuff we don't need also. But you know what? Anyway.
Valid point.
Okay.
Touché.
So I went right to sleep. I woke up in the morning. I sit up in bed. I kind of like lick my finger and put it up in the air. And I'm like, that ain't right. Because, like, okay, I'm sober now, but I went to art school. Like, I've done drugs. So I was not unfamiliar with the feeling that I was feeling. I just was, like, kind of out of it and just feeling loopy. But I was, like, I was fine. Like, I was fine to drive to work, and I was totally cool. And I was, like, whatever. Like, this is an unpleasant feeling. But,
yeah,
like,
brain fog.
I'll get through it. It's cool. So I get to the studio. I walk in, and Kaylee greets me with his normal greeting for after a vacation, which is, God bless him, very loud.
Enthusiastic yes. to see everybody. And it's like your dog that yes. hasn't seen you in a week. It and is. You walk in the door, and the dog's, like, wagging his tail, and I think he probably peed on himself.
Yes. And I honestly, I find it delightful, but it does include singing there she is, Miss America, at me, which I love usually, but at the moment I was like, oh God. And I sit down and I'm like, I cannot get through the day just feeling so weird. So I had another bright idea, which is I'm going to offset this feeling by drinking as much coffee mm-hmm. as I can, chugging my entire tumbler of coffee. Guess what that was, Kristen?
What?
A mistake. Not 10 minutes later, I look up and I realize that every single side effect that I had previously been experiencing, they were 10 times worse.
Now everything's amplified by the caffeine.
I'm looking at my hands and I'm like, I'm pretty sure those are mine, but I don't know if I can be certain.
I've had this battle before a lot, actually. Over the years, I have always said that this isn't a hard job. It's just a taxing job. And for me, it's the time balance. And I've done this before also. Over-medicating at night with something to put me to sleep. And then I wake up in the morning and then I overstimulate to try to balance it all out. And you're all jacked up, man. It's a rookie mistake.
It was over for me from that point. I think I messaged Jackson. I was like, what is my job? Can I write titles? When I was doing the Best of the Burt Show, I was like, I'm not certain I can read. Like, I think I messed up on Abby's name and I was like, they know.
They know.
Know.
Oh, I remember when you did that.
Yeah. And I couldn't stop giggling. You it was
on,
over.
Yeah, because you were on air. You did a break.
Yeah.
We did the whole end of like the Best of Awards.
Bless.
Yeah, that is hilarious.
We have forgiven you for your medical sins.
Yeah. Okay.
The Burt Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.